Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. 25 years ago, the murder of college student Matthew Shepard became one of the most notorious anti-gay hate crimes in American history. In October of 1998, the 21-year-old's body was found severely beaten and tied to a fence post in the Wyoming town of Laramie. His murder sparked a wave of activism that continues today. And that movement of safety and acceptance in the face of intolerance also includes expressions of art. Shortly after Matthew Shepard's murder, a theater company traveled to the rural town of Laramie to interview residents about how the attack affected them. And those conversations transformed into the play, The Laramie Project, which has been described as one of the most frequently performed plays in America. And its latest iteration will be at the UC Davis Department of Theater and Dance. It starts tomorrow, Thursday, through March 2nd. Joining us is Scott Ebersold, the guest director of UC Davis's production of The Laramie Project. Good afternoon, Scott.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you are at UC Davis because you are an artist in residence. Where did your love and your career in theater begin?
It started for me in, I was first cast as Linus in The Great Pumpkin in second grade, but then there was a big interim, and then in high school, I was cast in the high school play, in the high school musical, and I sort of felt like I found my community and a group of people who were like-minded, and it never turned back from that.
The Laramie Project has been around now for over two decades. When did you first see and become aware of the Laramie Project?
The original production of The Laramie Project. Soon after that production, I started working for Tectonic Theater Company as part of the literary department, working with Moises Coffin and reading plays and covering performances and looking for their next project after The Laramie Project.
Mm. When you mentioned the Tectonic Theater Project, it was this theater project along with Moises Coffin. Mm-hmm. They approached writing this play by actually traveling to Laramie. Can you explain to people the process that they went through to put this play together?
Sure. There was about 10 of them that went to Laramie, and they interviewed members of the community and collected, I think, over 200 interviews. And from what I understand, they had like stacks and stacks and stacks of transcribed interviews. And they sort of went through them as a company using this process called the moment work, where they examine different texts and pick the texts that they want to put into the play, the ones that sort of tell the story that emerges from their research.
Mm. So essentially they interviewed hundreds of people and then just recreated and chronicled the aftermath of Matthew Shepard's murder, how it impacted not only a rural community, but also, I mean, just the international attention that was pointed to this very small town in Wyoming.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think they went in there, from what I understand, they went in there to write a play about Matthew. And what they discovered is that they were actually writing a play about a town. And the town was really affected by this media attention and how they were being perceived. And a big part of the play is like, who are we as a town? And are we this or are we not this?
You watched the original version. I mean, was this a play that you were always drawn to now that you're directing it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a similar age to Matthew, so it would be, or Matthew would be, or was at the time. And to me, it was very personal. I felt like I had never experienced something in my own lifetime that felt such like an uprising of like, we have to make a change. And I remember so clearly how I felt at the time when the murder happened.
Mm-hmm. When you're putting this script to life at UC Davis with actors at UC Davis, what were the main challenges in approaching a script like this and also taking it in as an audience member, being obviously personally affected by it, and right. Then now you're in the director's seat?
The actors, there's eight actors and they play like over 100 characters. So,
wow.
Yeah. We did a lot of talking about how to differentiate characters and a lot of talking about acting and what acting is. And then also, you know, I talked to some people from the original production of The Laramie Project, and they were like, they really wanted me to stress that that there are light moments in the play, and that especially the first 20 minutes are quite funny, and like, don't be afraid of that. And we embrace the darkness and the light in the play.
Eight actors for a community of over 100 people that you're painting a picture of. I mean, what goes into using eight actors to create an entire community, not to mention outsiders who came in to cover what happened?
Oh, right. They play those two. Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about like different shifts in like body weight, like where this character carries their tension in their body and how to transform your body to like look like a different person or change your voice. And everyone wants something different. So when you want something different, you go after something in a different way and you have different tactics for getting it. So those are different ways that these eight people turn into the 100 people.
How has it shaped the actors and the crew? I mean, opening night's tomorrow. So I wonder if you could peel back the curtain a little bit.
Well, they started calling me Chef, like on The Bear. So
love that show.
Thank you, Chef. And so they've had a really great time. I think that it's been fun and challenging and has really stretched their muscles as an actor. And they're super prepared for tomorrow night. And I'm excited to share it with an audience.
How has putting this play together and just the residency here at UC Davis shaped you?
I think it challenged me in a way that I really needed to be challenged. That the pandemic, it was very hard to be a theater director during that time. And like being here and directing and teaching directing and then sort of talking about acting in a rehearsal process, I really dug deep into like every training muscle that I had ever exercised in my life and really thought about how to make theater in a way that reinvented the way I think about theater, I think.
For people who are going to be taking it all in starting tomorrow through next week, March 2nd, they may be wondering who the play is suitable for. Is it for all ages?
Well, it definitely deals with some themes of violence and murder. So I think that maybe younger audiences, you might want to think about that, but certainly teenagers and up. Yeah. Mm.
Given that it's been just over 25 years since Matthew Shepard's murder and the Laramie Project is still going in different versions, why is it so important to continue to tell this story today?
Well, I mean, it's still happening. It just happened in Oklahoma. Like 2 weeks ago, there was the trans sophomore student in a high school who was beaten and died from their head injuries. It happened 2 weeks ago. It sort of hit the news like yesterday. And so we felt like really struck by how similar the events of that case were to what happened to Matthew.
I would imagine, you know, given that this is still happening today, and yes, you have eight actors and you're a director and you're putting together a play, you probably can't compartmentalize, you know, what's happening in current events and the relevancy and how it resonates and the importance of continuing a play like the Laramie Project.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, when we found out the news about Next Barrington, it totally transformed our rehearsal last night. I felt like it was a much deeper and more resonantly felt experience watching the show last night.
Do you have a favorite part of the play without giving too much away?
Well, the characters, they often are talking to these imaginary interviewers out there in the audience, but there's this one moment in the play where the two characters actually get to have fun with each other and they swear a little bit and they have a really good time and we get to see them having fun with each other. And I love that moment.
Mm. When people are going to be taking it in, what do you hope they take away? Because the play is running for 10 days, starting tomorrow through Saturday, March 2nd.
I hope that they take away that there's still more that we can do to make a change in the world, to make it safer. And I also think that there is a huge element of hope in the play. And I think that if we can walk away with hope for a better future, then we've done our job.
Do you want people to go in with a blank slate, or do you want them to have something to keep in mind, a mindset when they go in to take the Laramie Project? As someone who has watched it yourself.
I think that people will go in and think that it's just completely about Matthew, but it's about a community and about how it affects the community. And interestingly, like for me being an outsider coming to Davis, it became kind of meta for me. It was like that, like I had traveled to a different place to put on this play, and it felt like I was a Tectonic Theater member traveling from New York City to another place, experiencing a whole new world while I was putting on a play about people who were actually doing that.
Mm. Tell us about the Tectonic Theater Company. I know it played such an instrumental role in the Laramie Project. If someone hasn't heard about them before.
Sure. They're a theater company based in New York City. Moises Kaufman is the artistic director. They're a number of company members who work together regularly. The Laramie Project was written by a number of members of the project, because they went through an editing process to create the play. So they also have a school where they train in their method of the moment work, if you want to go learn more about it.
Wow.
From their website.
So you're part of a 10-week residency. Mm-hmm. You are, you know, a temporary Davis resident, but you've been part of a lot of other theater companies before and projects. Mm-hmm. What stands out to you about the theater production and the actors at UC Davis?
The talent is really quite exceptional. The students are really, really wonderful to work with, and the staff has been extremely helpful, and the design is really gorgeous, and it's just been a real joy to like play with these toys, which I call them the toys of the theater, and to work with this really talented group of people.
What kind of reception did you get from the theater community at UC Davis when, you know, it was posted that there were auditions to be part of the Laramie Project?
Well, the auditions were kind of they were remote. I was in my apartment in New York City, and so people were appearing on my Zoom screen, and I was like, who are these people? I think they told me that they were afraid of me when they saw me on Zoom, but then they met me in person. They realized that I was actually a nice guy.
Yeah, I know. Zoom doesn't really capture the energy of a person. That's for sure. Especially when you're nervous and you're auditioning for a play.
Right.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Scott Ebersold is the guest director of the UC Davis production of The Laramie Project. It runs from Thursday, starting tomorrow, through next Saturday, March 2nd. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at Insight at capradio.org/insight, actually. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to actually reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.